Accused students get no right to an impartial decision maker, but rather face extremely biased campus sex bureaucrats who need to appease the federal bureaucrats to keep their jobs. It's like having a criminal jury of all extreme anti-male ideologues masquerading as opponents of sex discrimination and facing some penalty if they fail to convict. The so-called training of these bureaucrats and other decision makers often includes instructions that say or imply that almost all accused males are guilty, along the lines of Sheila Broderick at Duke. A single sex bureaucrat often acts as investigator, prosecutor, judge, and jury. In many cases, colleges are dispensing with hearings altogether. Almost all accused students have no right to be represented by a lawyer in campus proceedings. They are often not allowed to see or hear the specific allegations. They often have no right to see any of the evidence, including evidence of innocence. Kafka would be familiar with this system. There's no ability to compel witnesses or to use scientific evidence. Accused students are judged under special, extremely broad redefinitions of rape, sexual assault, and consent. All this reinforces a campus climate of presuming the guilt of all accused males. That climate is created by university bureaucrats and leaders, by many professors, especially of gender studies, by student activists and many student governments and newspapers these days, by the national and local news media, and even by some state governments, as well as by the federal government under Obama.